Chapter 72. Darrow. Full Metal Panoply. The Jarls form a large circle and clear the ground before the high table. A world apart, Volsungfa and I study one another as his orange slaves equip him in his war gear. The spiked pulse armor is the thickest kit I've ever seen. As soon as I saw it in person, I knew my godkiller armor wouldn't win this for me. Cassius prattles in my ear while clearing my armor's joints of leviathan guts, half-digested chum, and assorted gore. It wasn't as clean an exit from our pod as the Calabar's marine biologist promised. In this gravity, Far's mass won't slow her much. He'll use that mass to crowd you, especially under a dome. His armor is as thick as Severo's head. He'll come close to put you on those spikes. It'll be hard to get through his armor, so avoid the temptation to counter without power behind your blows. Don't even bother slashing. Thrusts only. He knows, Severo says. He's stronger than you are, so don't get pinned down. He knows, Severo says. And whatever you do, don't use your boots. I turn and look at him. Why not? My boots are quicker. It's a trap. Whatever angle you take skyward, all he has to do is accelerate into you. Then you hit the shield, and he smashes you until you are a stain. Do not go into the air. You are a razor master, not an acrobat. He nods at me, and I nod back. Even in Europa's paltry gravity, it takes three oranges to ferry Far's giant weapon from his throne. The blade is almost as tall as I am. Skarda needs both his hands to take it from the oranges. He waits by his warlord, along with a cadre of obsidian jarls I don't recognize, none of them wearing ruby amulets shaped like shields. Gorgons, no doubt. They peer daggers into the back of Skarda's head, and I know he will not live long after backing my challenge. Cassius is agog at Far's weapon. A war saw? Gods, that saw will eat your razor if it catches the whip. Reel you to the spikes, I turn on him. Cassius quiets when he sees the look in my eyes. Remember, a circle is unlimited ground. Don't get pinned down, don't go into the air. I nod. He slaps me on the shoulder and lets Severo pull him away to join the circle. Oranges finish securing Far's cuirass and move on to his legs and arms. He is big. He'll be the biggest man I've ever fought. A full head taller than Apollonius. At least 100 kilograms of solid muscle and steel heavier. That warsaw is unlike any weapon I've ever faced. One good sweep will take a limb or my life, despite my armor. Godkiller is built for range, speed, flexible use. His warsaw is meant to break things.
I admired you in your early years, Slave King.
Far calls to me and lifts his metal hand.
I, too, know the importance of taking more than nature gave me.
The oranges finish fitting his legs and lock on his grav boots, another armament he insisted upon.
Unlike you, I know nature cannot be changed. The strong will always prosper. The mighty will always conquer.
I do not answer. Shamans come forward to paint our armor in the ritual bright blue of an Ashvar duel. They glaze it with paint wands, drawing runes in the Leviathan's blood. I draw Bad Lass to dual-wield with Pyphoros in my offhand. I mean to keep Far at a distance until I can deliver a sure blow.
Here is my offer, dog, I taunt. Confess your crimes. Tell your jarls whom you serve. Tell your daughter there, and I'll let you leave with your heart.
He smiles, wily and confident within his castle-like armor. I summon my helmet up and bring my two blades together.
Clang, clang, clang. Confess, I call.
Far has no doubt killed too many men to count.
For all those he's killed, even more have tried to kill him and failed. But no man is the predator all the time. Even the best know there will come a day when they are the prey. I have been Atlas's prey for years. I was Apollonius's prey over Venus, and it terrified me. I will make Far feel that same feeling for what he did to Sephi, for the perversion he has made of Ragnar's dream. You serve Atlas Aura. Confess. Clang, clang, clang.
It will take more than your lies and needles to kill me.
His armor powers on with a lion's roar. He seizes his warsaw from Skarda and shoves him away. He hefts it with one hand and twirls its mass as if it were no heavier than a walking stick. The serrated edge of the warsaw becomes a liquid blur of vibrating teeth. He lifts his blade to the heavens and bellows,
"In the name of my son Ragnar, Allfather, accept these stains!"
The Ascomani roar. So do some of the Volk. Far and I watch the drone float between us and cast its shield. An iridescent dome glides down to meet the nexuses a few handspans from the ground. Far wants it so we don't end up dancing in the sky and so that I can't flee if the duel doesn't go my way. A shaman shouts. The Jarls outside beat on the dome with the flat of their axes. The Ascomani slam the hafts of their spears. It thunders inside, and the duel is on. Neither of us move. Clang, clang, clang. He circles to the right, measuring me, and then leaps into the air. Fueled by his grav boots, he brushes the top of the dome and accelerates down to bring a huge overhand onto the crown of my head. Only I am no longer there. I moved forward under the trajectory of his arc. He lands with a tremendous bang and accelerates straight back at me with startling speed. I move out of the way of his charge, only it's not a charge. He is wily. He swings after me as he turns, a sweeping horizontal blow. Instinctively, I rely on the willow way. I block with both blades, intending to deflect it upward and lash back at him under it. Instead, the force is so strong I am sent reeling. I counterattack and land half a dozen slashes on his armor in the summer lash of the way. None even come close to penetrating, and they cost me. Four more of his attacks pound my guard. Reverberations rattle my bones. I knew I wouldn't be able to meet his strength when I saw the size of his armor, but I didn't know he'd also be so bloody damn fast. I should have fought him in heavy gravity. He has all the advantages here, and he knows it. Pounding me back, he herds me toward the edge of the circle, where the dome leaves no room for retreat. I'm running out of ground. His last sideways chop slams against my razors with so much force, the blades are pushed back toward my helmet. His warsaw follows them, maintaining just enough momentum to take my head off if I don't give ground. I can't. The pulse shield is already pushing at my shoulders. There's only one place to retreat. Up! Gods, I almost do it, but I listen to Cassius. Instead of using my boots, I lever the warsaw upward as I intended to the first time, slip underneath, and go for the kill. Already shown the futility of slashes against his armor, I thrust for his head with Parphorus and his stomach with Bad Lass and follow through with my body. Bad Lass bites home, but Parphorus glances off his helmet. Then his mass crunches into me with bewildering force. I thought I was the one hitting him. I feel a pinch in my left thigh and spin right. Despite the quality of my armor, the collision is hard enough to send me stumbling around him. I got free, but shit, it hurt. I retreat to the center of the circle. I lost hold of Bad Lass. The razor is embedded in his stomach armor. By his laughter, I know it did not bite deep enough to penetrate. Damn that armor. The pinch in my left thigh evolves into a throbbing pain and a racing itch. One of his spikes penetrated the armor enough to draw blood, but not pierce the muscle. I'm surprised. My eyes dart to the tips of the spikes on his armor. Onyxium metal. They'll be poisoned, too. The man's a walking death trap.
A low chuckle comes from far, as the poison races through my veins.
And now you are dead. The rest is all theater. I'll chew your meat slow.